This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's get rolling with another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. Can never say thank you enough. We do appreciate you. 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. KFYR, 550 on your radio dial. I found a old-time, like, FDR radio the other day, and it actually had KFYR right in one of the push buttons. This was like, I mean, this is old-time radio.
And, I wanted that for my office, but you snagged it up.
I took a picture of Todd. He like, me want.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I said, too late. Yeah.
Send out. I've got a couple of the sheets of call letters, and he would send like two of each station, and KFYR was one of those.
That's pretty cool.
From the Zenith 1937 radio.
Also, if you're listening to us on the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, the flag, thank you. KTGO 1090, the flag west, Tioga and Williston and Watford City, Stanley and Tioga, and KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. I'm at the state capitol in Bismarck today for our special broadcast. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will join us later this hour, and we'll talk about the budget and the economy and about his time as Lieutenant Governor so far, how things are going. So look forward to that. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome for him. And then tonight, I'm attending a First Choice Clinic dinner fundraiser at the Ramcota. It's a wonderful organization that does good work. I talk about them usually every year during a Giving Hearts Day and the good work they do, because they always say it's not enough to be pro-life, you know. You could say you're pro-life, and that's great. I'm glad you are. But, you know, what do you do to help? And one of the areas is by helping the good folks at the First Choice Clinic, who do so much for, you know, helping young mothers, maybe with an unplanned pregnancy. And they have an earn-to-learn program where they, come to classes, and then they're able to get things for the baby. And they just do a lot of neat things, offer ultrasound, which, of course, the Planned Parenthood clinics do not. You know, they're going to be forced to do it by law if they're ever going to do it, because they don't want you to recognize it's a baby. And it is, from the moment of conception. So anyway, I look forward to that tonight. Really looking forward to the it'll be a wonderful event. Governor Burgum will be there, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, and others as well. So should be a grand time tonight. Okay. Next on our agenda, we have a fellow by the name of Mark Dosh joining us. And Mark was suggested to us by another listener. We had I made some comment on the air one day about the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and what was going on, and just saying I would like to better understand from a liberal Democratic perspective how they think this is okay to do this. And, please, somebody call in. And this person said, hey, I got a friend. I think they'd probably do it. And next thing you know, we got Mark on the phone from out there in Silver Spring, Maryland. Mark, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm good. How are you?
Now, do I understand you're a North Dakota native? Is that right?
That's right. I'm originally from Karlsruhe. Do you know where that is?
I don't know where Karlsruhe is. Where is it?
It's a tiny town. It's probably only got about 110 people or so still left there. But it's about 40 miles southeast of Minot, just out of 52.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
I love finding new towns. And it usually comes from callers, so we appreciate that very much. So when did you leave North Dakota?
It's been over 30 years now, so I've been out here for quite a while. I've been mainly in the District of Columbia, but now I'm still inside the Beltway, but I'm in Maryland now. So
okay, now did your politics come by being out in Maryland, or did you have those when you were here?
Yeah, you know, I guess I would say it's mainly from being in North Dakota. I was in the seminary, and priests would come back from Central America and talk about the issues down in El Salvador, Nicaragua, Guatemala, and then that just led me to other sorts of liberal causes that I've grown fond of.
I got it. Okay. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about this whole Dakota Access thing. It must have been interesting being out there following it, and of course it's happening back in your home state.
Yeah.
Here's what bugged me.
Sure, tell me.
Somebody protesting is the most American of activities, right?
And right,
if you if you stand up, you have free speech, and you say, I don't like this, and here's why. So never was there a beef with that. But to do it illegally, you know, to go on to land illegally, to engage in illegal activity, you know, the rioting. I mean, I'm talking to farmers and ranchers. They just want to go about. They don't care. They have nothing against Native Americans. They don't, you know, have a problem with them having an opinion different than theirs on this particular project. But in their yards day and night, you know, cattle stolen, the lawlessness was unbelievable. Now, you couldn't support that, could you?
Well, you know, so there's so much fake news out there, Scott. It's hard to know exactly how much of that is real and how much is fake. I mean, the key thing is the majority of them were nonviolent, and they were just doing some, you know, longstanding principles of civil disobedience for the particular cause that they feel strongly about. And I think doing that. I mean, I've done civil disobedience for various causes over the years, particularly about Central America and anti-nuke stuff. And it is always frightening. You don't know, I mean, you don't know how you're going to be treated, whether you're going to be beaten, whether you're going to get a fine that is much bigger than you anticipated, or whether you're going to even have jail time. And to do it without weapons, when your opponent has all kinds of weapons and dogs and fire hoses and these non-lethal arms that shoot high-velocity beanbags into people's bodies and faces.
Okay, but let's back up a minute. Fire hoses, dogs, none of that necessary. None of that would even be part of this story had not people decided to break the law and go onto property illegally. To not listen to law enforcement who said you cannot be here and you need to leave. And if you do, you won't be arrested. You'll be fine. Instead, people going nose to nose with law enforcement. So every quote-unquote encounter that's scary, they brought upon themselves by not following the law, by not heeding law enforcement.
You know, there's another kind of law. It's the law of nature. The natural world right now is imposing its own limitations, its own sanctions on the global industrial capitalism. I mean, we are already seeing the signs of global warming. It's not whether or not you believe in global warming. The science on climate change is non-negotiable. I mean, it's settled. It's the only thing that's not settled is the rate of global warming. And I'm just saying that there is a higher law in this situation. And these people.
Okay, wait a minute. When you say there's a higher law in this situation, there's a law of nature. Are you saying then the law enforcement of Morton County, the law enforcement of the North Dakota National Guard, the law enforcement of Highway Patrol are superseded by some law of nature where all of a sudden we're to believe these protesters who've broken every law as we know it have now, you know, gone into a new plateau in which they're untouchable?
They're not trying to be untouchable. I mean, they've been arrested. They've had to pay the fines. I'm sure there's some people that have spent time in jail. They've had multiple bone breaks. And these people, you know, generally these people that are doing this and aren't doing it casually. I'm sure they all realize they're breaking some sort of law.
Where do you get your news on this? And when you talk about bone breaks and, you know, you seem to be describing a situation that's different than what I'm familiar with. How do you inform yourself on what's factual out in Maryland on this situation?
Well, I get various videos and updates from Standing Rock, from the Standing Rock post protest site. People that I trust. You know, I mean,
How do you trust them? I mean, what says this is an entity? And I mean, you earlier said there's so much fake news. I agree. I think you've been subject to it. But how do you know it's not fake news?
I feel the same about you. We've all been subject to fake news. Let's face it; it's hard not to be subjected to that. But
well, I would start by saying I'm not going to believe some video. on some website that is sympathetic to the cause. I would start there, just as basic common sense of saying, at a minimum, if I'm going to say, that's interesting, I want to know more about that. I'm going to go somewhere else. But when you say I trust, how do you know to trust that as a bona fide news source?
Well, I generally trust people that don't have a monetary stake in the matter. And as far as I can tell, you know, so much of the you know, news from your point of view is coming from people who have a huge stake in the matter. I mean, it's a $3.8 billion project. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars are at stake, and if this pipeline doesn't get through, you know, North Dakota is probably going to get a lot less money for its tax base, and you know.
Yeah, well, I don't know that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I think that you know, even if you are a quote unquote environmentalist worried about global warming, you'd want the safest, cleanest transport of oil, and it certainly is. But let's hang on. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
More of our conversation after this break. Bev and Rosa wants to weigh in, too. More coming up. Mark Dosh.
You know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Elise Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is a website I recommend. Heard about the Clean Power Plan and, you know, similar legislation that targets the coal industry. And what it does is very punitive. You know, there's even legislation out there that, like, targets North Dakota specifically. That's this methane rule that they're talking about right now that Congressman Kramer's trying to get a vote on in the Senate because he wants to get this done sooner rather than later. And for some reason, Senator Heitkamp and a few others aren't on record of saying what they'll do. Well, that piece of legislation is an example of something that just targets the coal industry. So this website, SecureEnergyFuture.org, if you go there, you can sign up and get informed. You know what's going on and what's happening. And it also helps you make the case to elected leaders, be they at the local or state or federal level, for affordable, reliable energy. SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, back on What's on Your Mind. We are chatting today with a North Dakota native who is a supporter of the Dakota Access Pipeline protesters. We rounded up through an associate friend of his when we said we wanted to find out, you know, is there a Democrat out there, is there a liberal out there that supports these protesters and what they've done? Why? You know, before the break, you were sort of talking about who do I trust, and I'm not going to trust anybody that has a monetary stake in something. First of all, you know, I think the people that were really getting rich were not oil companies or pipeline companies. They're people that were raising money on GoFundMe. For all kinds of things for these protest sites, of which there was very little accountability. You have this one woman, LaDonna Allard, down at Sacred Stone Camp, like one fund alone, like $5 or $6 million. Mm-hmm. And no accountability, and we talked to people within the camp who were very upset about that. Said, you know, there's stuff here one day, a generator, then it's gone, there's no accountability, nobody's doing anything for it, so, you know, again, a lot of what you saw in those videos were designed to keep the money coming and keep the dollars and cents coming to this whole much larger endeavor. And we need to find out where the money came from. Is it, you know, Earth Justice is an example doing the legal work. Some of these other groups, Honor the Earth and others, they have significant motives as well. I mean, you can't just dismiss that, Mark, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The primary motive is, of course, save the Earth. I mean, you know, that's there are people out here, including myself. I sent money myself, and it's to help, you know, the protest to work. You know, I mean, these sorts of things take money. I mean, I can't debate how much, you know, was actually sent or whether it was used well, but yes.
Well, that's a pretty important component if you're sending money, I would think. Second of all, do you think I, as someone that believes, you know, in an economy that requires the use of fossil fuels, it's how we fly everywhere, it's how we drive everywhere, it's how your iPhone works, okay? It's here, all right? So I recognize we need those products to make our economy go. Does that make me anti-Earth? Do I want to kill the Earth? I mean, I hate this idea that you're save the Earth because you send money to protesters, and I'm not.
Well, I don't know what you're doing in your own personal life to, you know, try to stop adding on of burning fossil fuels. But I think in this particular situation, we should listen to the Native Americans. I think they are a siren that's going off. They've traditionally been looked at by many people as very connected to the earth. And they've had a long, long legacy of being screwed over by the white man over the centuries. And so in this particular case, I think we should just say, let's leave this oil in the ground. We need to leave as much oil in the ground as we can. Otherwise, we're screwed. I mean, it's going to burn up the earth. The last 3 years have been the warmest on record for the earth.
Okay, well, we're going to save that whole science argument for another day, because we'll never get to everything if we start tackling that one, because I'm just not in the same camp with you. But I will say this.
Yeah.
If you are of a save the earth mentality and we ought to keep it in the ground, are you a hypocrite when you drive from one job to the next then?
We're all hypocrites. We all need to find greater ways of burning less. That's all there's to it. I mean, if we don't, the earth is just going to heat up to an unbearable extent. I mean, what really frustrates me is that there is so much focus on, you know, the civil disobedience and the trash. And yet North Dakota, I think, needs to focus more on the sorts of spills that all have already happened. I don't know if you've talked much about the Tioga spill back in 2013.
Yeah, we covered it on the program. Talked to Steve Jensen and his wife on there. And by the way, that was a pipeline that was had the oversight of the federal government on it. That's a failure of the Obama administration. So,
well,
you know, right there, that a PHMSA pipeline that was outdated. This pipeline that is going in, Dakota Access, has the latest technology, has sensors. That pipe is 100 feet under the water. You know, and the fact that it was picked as the one to protest is part of the game as well. Speaking of the cleanup, how do you defend a group of folks who are there to honor the earth, leaving the mother of all trash piles on this illegal encampment?
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because I just talked to a gentleman by the name of Doug Krogost, who is the water resource director at the Standing Rock Sioux tribe there. Anyway, he actually writes out the checks for taking care of the cleanup. And they, according to him, he spent about $750,000 just recently helping out the Corps and other contractors to clean up. They evidently had things, they talked to the Corps and they had things sorted into different piles, because the Corps had evidently said, anything that you want to keep, anything that's culturally
significant. But the protesters left. They abandoned the whole situation. The Corps came back in with other people and said, we got to clean this mess up. The governor led that effort. That's one of the reasons February 22nd was selected as the evacuation date, because they're getting so close to, you know, what is traditionally the flooding season, that all that would go into the river. But I'm saying, if but for the efforts of the of others, these protesters would have had all that go in the river.
They were in the process of cleaning up. I mean, he made it pretty clear that they were in the process of cleaning up.
Really easy to say after the fact.
He was personally involved. I mean, he's been writing out the checks. He said they were spending $60,000 a month just on porta potties.
Yeah. So you're saying this Doug fella is saying they had a plan for cleanup. There was no worries there. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
They had a plan.
So I got to get Doug's last name for you, because we'll definitely have him on, and we have to do this again, because we appreciate the dialogue. We're obviously not going to agree on everything, but it's fun to at least have the conversation. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Can I say one more thing?
Well, we have about 5 seconds, so if you can say
five
seconds.
Well, I appreciate the debate. I think it sharpens the mind. So good job, man.
Exactly. It is. Thank you. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Friends, don't go away.
Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
What's on your mind? Wish we'd have had more time for that. I'm happy to do it again if you think it's worthwhile. I do think it, you know, his line was sharpens the mind, probably the one thing I'll agree with him on. You know, to have a conversation with someone you don't agree with does tend to, you know, sharpen you up a little bit. So, Bev and Rosal, I'm sorry I didn't get to you. We just we kept going back and forth. It was like a ping pong match, so didn't get you in. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Bev.
Sorry, I didn't know I was on. That guy was irritatingly painful to listen to. He had a lot of pseudo information coming to him or wherever he was getting it. But got a question for you. Correct me if I'm wrong. He said that he didn't trust anybody who was financially motivated. I had heard in the past that in the beginning, the company that did the pipeline had one location that they wanted to put it into, and they had offered the tribe several million dollars.
Yeah, that wasn't true. We specifically asked that question from Congressman Kramer, who then asked it of Energy Transfer, the Dakota Access Pipeline developer, and found that not to be true, that there wasn't.
Oh, it was not
true. In other words, there wasn't initially a negotiation with the tribe, and then they kept upping the ante, and then they finally walked, and no, that didn't happen. I mean,
okay. Thank you for clearing that up for me, because I was underneath a misnomer there. Now, I'm glad that you brought up the bit about the garbage, and I have a real hard time believing here, you know, the tribe was all in, you know, favor of cleaning it up, and they were in the process and everything else, but that was the fact. Where were they?
Yeah, why were they saying
what
that?
What about the damage that they did to everybody else's property? I mean, this guy, through his theory, if I were to say, hey, I don't like where you're parking your car, it's too close to your garden hose, I'm going to park myself on your front yard, and I'm going to eat your dog or your cow, and I'm going to prevent you from going to work and everything else, but because my karma god says that it's correct, I can supersede any civil law. These guys need to get a clue and realize they live in the real world, and civil law rules the day. Your karma god, he takes back seat.
Appreciate the call. The most painful part of that conversation was this idea of civil disobedience, you know, and law of nature and some of those kind of conversations. Those are the ones that worry you. Next to Standing Rock, your question or comment, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I wish I would have got on when Nick was still there. The people of Standing Rock never had anything against oil. It was this one particular pipeline. I mean, oil is very important. I mean, when it's 20 below and the wind is blowing 30 miles an hour, oil is life. He talked about fake news. I've been hearing over and over again. I listen to public radio. There's a radio show on public radio Saturday mornings. I think it's called This Earth or something like that. Over and over again, they've said that Native American burial grounds were bulldozed, putting in this pipeline, which is absolutely false. There's absolutely no record of that all, but at all, but they keep on saying it. And I just wished I could have talked to Nick about that. So,
good points. Sorry you didn't get in. You know, it's important for him to hear this kind of thing, but maybe we'll have him back. The previous caller said it was irritatingly painful, so I don't know if I'd want to inflict that on the audience. But
I mean, if we didn't have oil, where would we be?
No kidding. Thank you very much. I mean, it's
especially up here in the North Country. You know, if you're down south where it's nice and warm, you know, you could probably get by with a wind generator and solar panels.
Look, let's be honest. It's fantasy land. It's fantasy land. You know, when you start talking about law of nature and some of the things that they're talking about, the economy of this country would shut down if there were no. It's not possible. It's ridiculous. And I'm glad you're pointing it out because it needs to be. Steve in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I concur with that woman. It's punishing to listen to that guy. When people don't live in the real world, it, you know, gives me a gag reflex. It's like, come on, leave the oil in the ground, save the earth, all that stuff.
See, and I was thinking it was a somewhat interesting segment and a little bit different, and yet now two of the last three calls have used terms like irritatingly painful and punishing, so I'm not sure I should do that to you.
Well, but here's the thing, if you're going to have a protest like that, and you are too arrogant or ignorant to not set up proper sanitary facilities for the people that are there, sorry, your credibility is completely gone. And then it all circles back around to me. For me, it all circles back around. You know, I've been down there. I know that area a little bit and stuff like that. And you can, you know, I'm an outdoorsman. So if I decided I wanted to go pheasant hunting down there, and I had pitched my tent in that exact same spot and parked my truck next to it and started a campfire and hung out and decided to hunt for 3 or 4 days, I would have been arrested and dragged out of there in 24 hours.
Absolutely.
So, this is
a counter to the fake news we heard that they somehow were mistreated. They were actually given special treatment under the name of political correctness that caused this big mess, which is why the federal government ought to write a check for every single cent of that $38 million.
And the other thing, the concerns about, I mean, the fact that transporting oil through a pipeline, a new pipeline, statistically is exponentially safer than trucks or trains or anything else. And then, as you said, throw in, so with this access, with this pipeline, what does that do to the value of a barrel of oil in North Dakota? What does that do to the state economy, the state revenue, which means kids go to school, which means they have money for, you know, mitigating pollution, for all this different stuff? I mean, capitalism works. And successful implementation of capitalism results in the highest standard of living for the greatest number of people every single time it's tried. And every piece of dribble and rot that came out of that guy's mouth is socialism or some, you know, let's all go back to nature and sit in teepees. That is crap. And it's not going to happen. So let's live in the real world. It was, if you have that guy back, I simply won't listen to him anymore. I mean, And hopefully there's a better representative of his side, because his was just regurgitated dribble from I don't know where he got it, but it was not enjoyable in my opinion.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you listening, and we'll try not to torture you in the past. No more punishment from the but in all seriousness, if you want to text Todd or I, 226-8503 for Todd, 367-2054 for me. I mean, a segment like that every now and then, okay? Would you want more of that, or no way, never, no how? You tell me. Dennis and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Every single day. Have them on every day. It proves their lies. It proves the crap that they're talking. None of it is true. I have one question. He said they spent $60,000 on outhouses. We'd all know better than that. They took the outhouses out of there in November. What's $60,000 worth of outhouses?
Yeah, I think, I don't know who this Doug Kay is he talked to. We're going to try and track down that name and have him on. But, you know, I'd love to hear more about the accounting of it. It just sounds to me like what's happened there is so obviously countered everything they claim to stand for. They've got to cook up a story, right?
How do we get these people people like him and people that are out there donating to this? I can't even understand why would you donate to that? How do we get these people to understand the lies that were being told? I wish you would have said to him, do you believe the Morton County Sheriff's Department? Do you believe law enforcement when they say what these people are doing?
I don't
They're
think
not
he
into
did
it for the money.
Yeah, I don't think he, you know, I don't remember the exact phrase of that, but I did ask him specifically about, you know, you're saying the highway patrol, you're saying the Morton County Sheriff's, you're saying all the law enforcement here were not there. I mean, I could ask them a million things. So I'm
they constantly say that they were illegal and doing things illegal, and they're militarized police, blah 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 blah. How come nobody's ever pressed any charges on them? How come there's never been one single charge on the Morton County Sheriff's Department, on the Highway Patrol, or any other law entity? Why was there never a charge? If they were so wrong in doing things so bad, why was there never a charge?
Yeah. I mean, all of the allegations of police brutality and the militarization of the police and all that is noise designed to raise money online. That's what really irritates me about this whole situation. And you know what? I've said this before in the air, and I don't know how you feel about it, Dennis. I'm not going to rest until I have a clear understanding through an investigation of every chapter and verse of this thing. Who was paying? Follow the money. How'd they pay him? Did they pay their taxes? I mean, all of it. Where did they cash
Absolutely.
Their checks? Who was writing the big bucks for the, I want to know the whole money trail from, you know, George
Absolutely.
Soros on down into how they funnel it into GoFundMe, how they get it to people on the ground. I want to know all of it. I'm not going to rest until we know the facts.
People say this is over and we need to let it rest. Absolutely not. This is just the beginning. This is where we stand up as North Dakotans and we say, why? Why did you idiots do this? And we're going to find out why.
Well,
and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
I would also say if we agree it's over, as it sounds like you're saying, I don't hear a lot of people saying it's over or move on or anything. I actually don't hear that much. But to the extent somebody said that and we agreed, how long do you think before it happens again? That's why it's very naive to think that somehow, oh, it's done and over, and it's what a terrible chapter and all. Come on, if we don't absolutely expose all of the corruption, every inch of it, it's going to happen again.
Absolutely, we need to educate. We need to educate this guy that called in, or you called, or talked to, whatever. We need to educate everybody and let them all know how wrong they were.
Thanks, Dennis. Let's get Ron and Hazen in here. What's on your mind, Ron?
Hey, Scott. I'm just driving north of Hazen and looking at the power plants and the one that they just closed down with Great River Energy at Stanton. And then I think about the pipeline that went through North Dakota and the economic investment that they have in that pipeline. How are we ever going to get people to build stuff like they have in North Dakota again if they're subject to the protesters and stopping the construction and the project going forward.
Yeah, that's, in my mind, why they went all in like they did here to try and do this. So they want to disrupt commerce. They want these energy infrastructure projects to be shelved. Out of investors being spooked. Look what they're doing to Energy Transfer now. They're going around all over the country. These Wells Fargo things hanging from the rafters at U.S. Bank Stadium to say divest. It's a well-organized machine, and you're absolutely right, Ron. If we don't take it on head-on, it's going to scare off other development.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. 90% of people will survive if they're shocked with an AED within 3 to 4 minutes of a sudden cardiac arrest. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of equipping your business with an AED.
That 3 to 4 minute time frame, that's why it's important for businesses out there, especially if you have public coming through your door. Really important to have one. And make sure that you have people on staff trained in CPR as well, because they can actually start CPR on that person and keep the blood moving that has oxygen in it until that AED gets there to help them.
Get your staff trained so they can be the help in a cardiac emergency. Schedule a private CPR course at your business today. Go to www.ndsc.org for more details. That's ndsc.org.
Kohler Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Kohler Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Kohler is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Kohler Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Kohler Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Kohler Service Center. Or click careers at KohlerServiceCenters.com.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. If you stop in any time throughout the month of March Madness, you can get some Giants 5-ounce pistachios. The bag is only $2.99 for the big 5-ouncer. Very good. The Jack Lynx 2.85-ounce bag jerky, $3.99. That's a meal right there, some serious protein. Assorted dots are 89 cents each. Todd, you can't have those. You're on your diet. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each.
Well, I definitely can't have those.
You could probably have the Deli Express Double Charbroiled Deluxe, $1.99, you know. It's beef. Never go wrong with beef, you know what I'm saying?
I can have beef.
Yeah. And the Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, 69 cents for the standard, $1.09 for the big king-size job. PetroServe USA, longtime sponsor of ours. Kent and his team at PetroServe USA, Clark, the crew, they're fabulous. They have the Valley Dairy stores up in Grand Forks now. My adopted hometown of Grand Forks. My God. It's up there this weekend watching that hockey team knock off St. Cloud. Very nice. We got another UND team in the March Madness. Going to play Thursday in Salt Lake City. Take on Arizona. I like their chances. I do. I'm a big believer in March Madness protests. I could protest in my mind. Upsets. That's what I was trying to say. Linda in Bismarck, let's get you in here. What's on your mind? We don't know where the lieutenant governor is, by the way. Lieutenant governor is normally very punctual, so I assume something came up that is out of the ordinary, and we just don't know what. But that's fine. We're just chatting with listeners. Linda in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. I'm listening to your show, and you're wondering how these people get paid. I work at a store where they can take cash back on credit cards, and they take these cards, and they work like a food stamp card. You can be in North Dakota protesting, but somebody in any other part of the country, or another country possibly, I'm not sure, can put money on that card. So your paycheck comes on a card, and they come in and make a little purchase and get a bunch of cash back. I had one instance where someone did that, made four real small purchases, took the maximum cash back each time. So now you have a great big wad of cash. You have your paycheck off of the credit card, but you've been paid, and nobody's even seen you.
Yeah, the question is, who loaded that card up? What entity?
I don't know.
Yeah. What entity loaded that up? And my understanding, a lot of the check cashing locations, you know, they'd come in with actual checks as well.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, at some of them, yep, and come in with the actual check. Many of them had some kind of reference to a railroad company on it, which I think was just a fake name. It wasn't. It was just designed to say, yeah, the railroad's against the pipeline, so they're the ones on the check. But I heard that from dozens and dozens and dozens of people. I still don't know the exact entity and the name, and I'm looking for it. I want to know. I want to get to the bottom of this. Please, text me 701-367-2054 because we won't rest.
If you find out, please make that national news, because I'm not here all winter, and I do want to hear if you find out who did it, please, because I'm very interested in this. I'm a resident here, but I'm not always here. But I just happened to catch your show this morning, and I'm very impressed with the work you're doing in trying to resolve this.
Well, thank you, Linda, and appreciate the call, because you've proven that the work that we're talking about is not going to be easy. A lot of shadowy ways in which these dollars are moved around. Dale and Bismarck, you're next.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. A couple of points. Number one, the state's attorney and the federal attorney need to get together, and what they need to do is follow this money, because what happens is, in real life, if I had hired somebody to commit a crime, and they commit a crime, even though I may not have specified shoot somebody or hit somebody or whatever, I am just as guilty as the person that pulled the trigger, threw the bat, threw the rock, or hurt the other person. And what they need to do is trace that money and put these charges also back on all of the payers for this pay-for-play game that they've tried to play in North Dakota. And that would solve 90% of the problem. And realistically, I can almost bet you that Warren Buffett's involved with the whole thing, too, because he wants to protect his railroad.
Yeah, he's a funder of Honor of the Earth. They were one of the groups that was, agitating. So there's some connection there. Dale, good points. Appreciate the call. Really well said, and it's why I love doing the show, because you people are as passionate about this as anybody I've ever known, and it's so awesome because I'm right there with you. Got to do it, and you're right. If we don't, it'll happen again. Candy and Ashley, last call. You got about a half a minute. Go ahead.
Okay, I think it's great that you have that young man on. And everything was very civil, your conversation, because how else will people be educated? This guy is just following what he's been taught, and I think we need to start reclaiming our schools and universities. I talked to a kid in the National Guard from Ashley who was out there. He said he really didn't think that the national media, who he saw lots of them, would
directly lie, but they would turn their cameras away from what they didn't want to report. And these people were shooting lug nuts at them and partying. It's not what a lot of people think it was.
Good points. Yeah, and that coming from, one of the best of the best and the guard folks that were out there. You're not the first to suggest we ought to have them back. Somebody said every day, and the texter here just says, I actually like listening to them. It proves how crazy they are. Have them on again. So it is informational and a bit entertaining, too. Candy, thank you. Call again. Love hearing from Ashley. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow from the Capitol.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala, Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck, or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Bennett, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Rand Kota Hotel, or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.